Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/ACAST, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/ACAST.
Hey everyone, and welcome to Plumbing the Death Star Get Posh live from Bristol!
A loud
audience. But we're very grateful. Anyway, where we ask the important questions like, which spunky teen group would you join? Look, there's an obvious one. I'm just going to get it out. You're all looking at me and you're like, Joel Dusha?
Yeah?
Perfect spunky teen group for you? Teen Titans.
All right.
I'm joining them.
Who are the Teen Titans?
All right. It's DC's answer to whatever shit Marvel's doing.
Okay. Runaway?
Robin.
Baby Avengers.
I like the Avengers, but small and for DC and with characters that people usually don't care about unless they're together.
Yeah.
Like me and Plumbing the Dust.
Solo Joel Dusha, who cares?
Yeah, if I was like, hey Bristol, I'm coming to perform a 45-minute fucking stand-up set, you'd be like, alright, can you bring the boys? I know where I fucking stand, that's alright.
I have this image of like a comic book store, and there's like the Joel Dusha solo run that is just fat stacks. Plumbing the Death Star team up, sold out, out of the house.
Packed. Anyway, so Teen Titans are Robin, Starfire. Stop me when you
Let's just go with Robin, the boy wonder?
Yes.
All right.
Batman's baby.
All right. Batman's favorite boy?
Yes.
Okay, next one.
Raven.
A goth.
A goth girl.
Yeah. Okay, what'd she do? Did she turn into a bird?
No.
Damn.
That would make sense. No. Okay. She has nothing to do with Raven.
Is she a witch?
No. Well, okay. I think her dad's Satan, which is wrong. She can control the forces of darkness. Like, she can make shadows punch you in the dick.
Shadows? Also bats?
Or no, just like she's got, literal just darkness? Literally shadows. Okay.
Like, you know how there's the light? Now the dark.
You know the bits of the Pride Land Simba does? That's Raven's
power. So Satan's on the other rock being like, Raven,
Simba,
everything the light doesn't touch, fucking hell.
Raven, you basically just get the elephant's graveyard.
Yeah.
Yep. And where the hyenas live.
Yeah.
I've never realized that Raven is literally the polar opposite of Simba until just then.
Who'd have guessed?
250 episodes later, I'm still learning.
What's the opposite of a monkey? To like not lift her up, but just to drown her.
It's just a worse monkey.
It's just a worse monkey trying to drown Raven. That's the coronation, I guess.
What is the opposite of a monkey?
Truck.
That's better than I had. I was gonna be like, Jackson, that's stupid.
What are you going to do? Although I now like the idea of like a truck drowning a Satan
child. That's an interesting tableau we've created here today. So Raven.
Yep.
Beast Boy.
Can I guess what he does?
Can become any animal.
Not what I was going to guess.
Unlike Beast from your X-Men. Joel Zammer presents the X-Men. Beast. Not like that. Beast Boy can transform. Then you've got Starfire.
Are they on fire?
No. They're just a pink alien. They can maybe make light. I don't know.
Yeah. Thousand for her is something. And finally, you have Cyborg.
Cyborg. Who is
Cyborg?
I know
him.
Yeah, he's in Justice League.
Yeah.
Yeah, now he's a teen. And less... He's... he's more a jock rather than the sad boy you see in...
I mean, he was also a teen in Justice League.
Yeah, he's still a teen. He's not changed from teen.
Yeah, he's now a Titan.
Yeah. Okay, so
is there a team called the Titans?
No, that's weird.
No. They could have just called themselves the Titans.
They could have. Because it's not even the name Team Titan, because it has a shelf life.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm 20 now, sorry, I gotta leave.
I just, I don't know, watch Remember the Titans and be like, Titans?
Titans good. Okay, so what are you contributing? Yeah. How are you fitting into the Teen Titans?
Alright, so hang on. How many don't have powers? Just Robin?
Just Robin, and he has Lisa's gadgets. Johnny has
raw charisma. Also, like, look, they've got a jock.
Yeah.
Goth girl.
Yeah.
Another, like, preppy girl, sort of.
Yeah, that prep. Yeah.
Whatever Beast Boy is.
a weirdo.
Yeah, the outcast.
Uh-huh.
And now they've got another jock, me. What's better than one jock? Two jocks.
No, but exactly.
The balance. You need a quarterback and a running back.
Yeah. You need a football...
Ooh, I went stronger than I could.
UK football reference. You need a striker and you also need...
Midfield.
Goalkeeper. You can't have a team without both of those. I think.
You need a full forward and a ruckman. You certainly need a ball. I know that much. You don't have a ball, good luck playing football.
I could have gone with cricket. I know cricket.
You need a batsman.
And a... You need a batsman, but also another batsman. Because otherwise you can't score any runs, unless I guess you're just hitting boundaries. I'm drowning here, boys!
Alright, so we've got a team of two jocks and others.
Yep. But Dusha, you realise you're going to be the lesser jock in that situation.
I'm fucking old as shit. I'll give him a swirly. I'll make Cyborg the fucking nerd if I have to.
Yeah, but he is Cyborg. He might make you the nerd.
Yeah, he'll fucking swirly you. He'll give you a wet willy with a robot hand.
Yeah.
That's scary. That's like a drill.
Yeah.
He's like, how wet willy.
And also, they're going to be like, we've got two jocks now. And then he's going to be like, you know what we haven't got? Fucking nerd.
Yeah, like, yeah, that's right.
Let's find one. So Cyborg will beat the shit out of you inevitably,
and get kicked out of the Team Titans because it's not very good to fight. I don't know why I'm using this to point.
I predicted before we began that I'd be the one fiddling with it, but look at you go. It's basically a club to bonk each other three stooges.
That's a bad choice.
So are we saying that you have made the Cyborg hurt you? And so the Team Robin's been like, Cyborg, what the fuck? You're out. And now you are filling the
position. Now we have a cripple.
A cripple?
He's a cyborg. You are but a man.
He's not gonna... If I challenge him for jockness, he's not gonna... Like,
I honestly think it'd be like, alright, sweet, let's go chuck the pigskin around.
Yeah.
How far can you throw it? Far further than a cyborg?
No. Tell me the rules of AFL. Your move, cyborg.
He's connected to the internet, yeah?
Australia famously has minimal history on the internet.
Australia does have bad internet. I'm figuring it out.
I'm slowing down. Oh,
give me a sec. Give me a sec. And then by that point, what are you going to go get a hot dog or whatever, come back?
Alternatively.
Yes.
Look, maybe I went too hard and, look, the jock position is taken.
Yeah. Sure.
Undercover nerd.
Oh!
So I'm like, yeah, I'm the nerdy one. Look at how nerdy I am. Comic books. You guys are in that, so I probably shouldn't talk about it.
What?
I hate how we sold our life story for no rights.
Also, like, that's
and
great,
then,
yeah.
When we go to fight people, they're like, oh, it's the nerd. We can, like, trick him. And I'll be like,
oh, you couldn't become.
And then I'll be like, oh, yeah, I'm sorry.
Like,
I like that I moved this, and the moment I moved, I've already touched it twice.
Give it to me, then I got two things to fiddle with.
No.
Like, okay.
The audience isn't holding anything.
Don't huck it, it's
I'm not going to throw it. Not my chair's gone.
This is good.
You're in charge of holding that. Thank you.
So I think he got like, is he, well, yeah, they don't.
You can put it on the floor if you like. It's almost, I can't touch it.
I think you want something with comic books, because you could be like, I could be your chronicle.
Whoa, I can tell the future. Future, maybe.
What?
Or the past. I'll read the comics.
No, you ripped out wait. No, but even if Dusha does have this power in that he has come from our world to the Teen Titans world, he knows what happened.
Yeah. Yeah. Remember when you fought about Apocalypse? No,
yes.
He's a wrong
villain.
Remember
when you fought Darkseid?
Yes.
He's the
what about it?
That I also me. Remember that.
I guess you could be like, I have always been a Teen Titan. And they'll be like, what? You'll be like, remember? And just tell their history. That's a weird way to get yourself into a group, but you can do it.
You're Dick Grayson, or maybe Tim Drake.
I don't know what
how do you know who I might be?
You never know Jason Todd, he's dead.
So... can we explore what you think criminals do? So, before you said that when they see you, the nerd, they'll think that they can trick you. And I'm mad that none of us picked up on what an insane statement that is. If I am a couple of crooks, and I'm moving illicit contraband in the docks, and I see a nerd, I'm not like, hey, other Mook, let's trick this guy.
I'd be like, hey, Mook, there's a witness. Wrap two in the head.
Let's maybe shoot this guy. What trick were you imagining?
Great question.
Okay, so to set the scene and not at all to give you some more time to think, where two Mooks just on
we're moving
like,
contraband at the dock, we're gonna get it in the truck.
I really wish I didn't give away my weapon.
Yep.
Oh, another one!
Okay, so we're there being like, and then we're, look at that nerd!
Jesus! Oh, I'd sure it'd be bad if you challenged me to a game of sport. and if I lost, I'll give you the secrets to the bank vault.
All right,
why do I think the Teen Titans know this stuff?
Kid? Oh, do we think he's a kid?
Yeah, what? No, he's an adult man.
Adult man, what happened to your voice?
I'm a teen.
Okay.
Hey, what bank vault do you think you meet?
They're on a dock.
Well, there are a lot of banks. He just said the bank vault.
Bang! Bang! Confused, I win!
Just
for anyone who was surprised by how quick I just moved then, I hit them with a microphone stand.
Did you bring it to the docks?
Found it.
Why is that weird?
You're like old man who's dressed like a nerd carrying a mic stand. Is he a villain? Is he a weird stand-up comedy nerd villain? What's going on in this town?
Gotham, is he
I've called the Time 5.
Alright, the Time 5! What are your powers then? What do you do?
I tell a great... God!
See, your whole thing, you're a nerd, you're in the mic stand called Time 5, but you're packing hate.
So is that like, is that your prop? Are you a prop comic?
I'm a prop comic!
You're a prop comic!
I'm a prop comic!
Guns to meet you, Batman!
And then, like, you shoot it, a little thing comes out, bang, like, oh, it's just a fake gun. You shoot again, a bullet.
Okay,
yes.
As Robin from the Teen Titans, what?
What?
I'll be Beast Boy, I'll just be a chimp.
Yeah, okay. Beast Boy's a chimp at the moment, I don't know why. We can't get him to change back.
That rules. I'm so glad I'm part of this team.
Or maybe that's just a green chimp. It's fucking hard to tell. So your ability is a gun. That's not super cool.
Yeah, look.
What's your ability?
Batarangs.
Yeah,
Robinarangs, sorry.
He also has a gun, but it fires like a grappling
gun. Yeah, at worst I can cuss people, you know. Yeah, I noticed you were talking that beast.
Stay in character. I also have other things like microphone stand that I can cuss as people.
Okay.
The gun's only if they are about to kill me.
I guess that's fair.
Yeah.
So there's two Mooks that were on the docks.
I shot them in the stomach, they're fine.
Just to wound.
In the stomach.
Don't worry, you can cuss people, I just shoot to wound.
That's a good villain name as well.
Shoot to wound.
Hey, so how are you working in a team with the Teen Titans?
Yeah.
Well, where do you need me?
What?
I shoot to wound, so like...
I mean, is it the kind of thing where, oh no, Cyborg's out. Well, I guess Robin kicks a guy into and you just shoot him? Is it? Are you like the finishing touch of the big...
No, I guess I'm the start, because I shoot to wound and then it's easier to kick a man who's bleeding.
Well, so sort of like you shoot a villain and then they're lying in the ground clutching their gun. Rob just comes up and kicks him. Like a fucking mafioso.
You shoot him in the gut, Beast Boy rips off their face as a chin.
And you guys are worried it doesn't fit into the Teen Titans.
Starfire is pink from what I can see.
And she's like fire energy bolts or something.
Raiden makes shadow puppets of the whole event.
If she controls darkness, there's going to be a lot of darkness for her to control. Mostly from within me.
Will Batman won't be cool with you, and he's always checking in on the Teen Titans, because you're killing.
Yeah. No, no, no. I shoot to wound.
Maybe Batman will be like, yeah, I get it.
Hey, Batman, what's your death toll?
Zero.
Yeah. Same. Yeah.
That's great if you're all like wink, wink, nudge, nudge. That always same.
Hey, I don't know why you're winking.
That guy's wounding people.
I pushed a man off a building just last week. Innocent.
He survived.
He survived, ish. The ground paralyzed. Me up top.
That high five was worth spilling water all over my lap.
Yeah, I feel at this point Batman might make you leader.
Yeah, that's a jealous
Robin.
Ah, what the fuck?
Robin, you're now my boy Wonder.
God damn.
He's my boy Wonder.
You're my friend Wonder.
That's better.
So I guess you put Robin in his place. Yeah. One by one, disbanding the Teen Titans.
Cyborg can come back if he wants.
I guess once you're in charge, you can be like, Cyborg, come back, I'm leader now. Top God, top, not top God.
I'm like looking at Raven being like, I like the Cure too.
It's good if you just change your whole look. Maybe I'm goth now. Sitting in the Teen Titans headquarters, see Raven walk past.
Maybe I'm goth now. Maybe The Crow is the perfect movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll wear some makeup.
Yeah.
White face.
Yeah.
You know, other goth things.
Can I make a deal with your dad? I'm a goth boy.
Also, if you need powers, it's not hard to get powers, you know. You don't really have gadgets. Just, chat to Satan, roll in a puddle of radio,
find a ring.
Yeah.
If there is one person worthy of a Green Lantern ring, it's me.
It's great to imagine you just on a roof like this. Just waiting for aliens to die, baby.
Someone's gonna land. You see Carl Rayner or whatever, the ring is coming towards him, you shove him out the way. It's mine.
I'm good.
At what speed is it going? Straight through your arm. Hey, type 5 for shoot a wound or whatever.
What's
that big hole in your palm? It's about ring size.
I got the Green Lantern ring.
I've had it for a bit.
That's great to imagine then it just tearing through your palm and arriving on Green Lantern's finger. He's like,
ew,
what happened? Why is it so covered in skin?
Well, it's better than what I imagined. Let's go through my palm. I was imagining giving like degloved.
Yeah, I was thinking.
Oh, no.
Just like degloved and then just like kind of keep ripping.
Hey, I'm the
straight
fucking
through the elbow. Just...
Yeah, that's good. Preferably my left hand. Use that less. Hold a gun with the right. And then my hand split in two, which is pretty fucking cool.
I guess.
I think you might get like a red ring because you're angry that like the green ring fucked you.
Yeah. I wasn't really angry. It was more just hurt.
Is there a ring for that?
No.
Nah.
There's no ring for that. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Look, you seem like you make a pretty good addition to the team. You make an intense addition to the team.
I joined them sometime
in the 90s when everyone got more pockets and guns.
Well, what was Teen Titans' usual, like, bad villain, you know?
Oh, God.
They usually fight. I don't know, maybe a bit.
They fight, like, a lot of people. Like, I mean, like, in the new film, they fight Deathstroke.
Okay.
All right, what's he do?
Guns.
He's sort of like he's like evil Batman with a do-rag.
You know,
Deathstroke's a dumb name. We'll break that down for a bit.
What, Deathstroke?
Either death and then like, because does he have a stroke?
A stroke of death?
Or is he stroking someone with a bit of death?
I don't know.
You're being hit by a stroke of death, I guess.
Do you say like that was a stroke of
death?
He has
the same powers
like,
as
it's a Deathstroke. Stroke of death?
You've seen, you know, Deathstroke, because you've seen Suicide Squad, you know.
Yeah.
The famous film.
Yeah, no.
Super memorable.
So good.
Yeah, Deathstroke's just good at killing, basically.
Yeah, okay. Which is intensities fighting teenagers. That should be a pretty one-sided fight, but it is not.
Why?
Because I'm also good at shooting. But to wound. Because I'm good.
It's good to imagine you shooting him in the gut, and he's just like, yeah, and just shoots you in the head. I shoot to kill, I don't know. Gets to work out a bit better for me.
If he takes a bullet to the gut and doesn't flinch, I lose that. I graciously accept defeat.
You just sit down and like, Robin, why are you fighting this guy?
He just took a gut shot, he's fine. Now he's got swords and shit. What the fuck? Yeah, alright. Now look, he wins.
Yeah, in fact, I reckon the reason you don't fit the Teen Titans is the moment you fight any villain that is of any, you're like, why are we doing this?
Yeah.
Because I reckon you love Teen Titans when you're just chilling at the HQ, eating hot dogs, getting tagged or whatever.
Whatever teens do.
The Teen Titans, famous for getting tagged.
My bad, it was just you.
Partying.
Just partying. I didn't necessarily mean just like drunk, just partying, and everyone was like, we got shit to do. And they're like, oh, it's like time to go out and stop partying, and you're like, ah.
Like a filthy couch, you and just some dirty, tidy whiteys eating pizza, drinking.
I have a lot more self respect. The couch will be clean, thank you very much.
Sorry.
Also, I use plates.
Also, I feel like the time it takes them to get into their like uniforms to go fight crime, and the time it takes you to get dressed, you'll just be still getting dressed by the time they're ready to go.
What is your uniform?
Yeah.
Is it this? Definitely this jacket. Probably not the plot of the Death Star team.
Well, okay.
It gives away my secret identity for a second.
Are you doing this?
Oh, I'm going to be Target.
Man, I'll be watching TV and be like, that's fucking Joel Dush. He's not even got a mask.
Shut up, Jackson. I'm wearing a hat.
Is he using the studio mic?
Where the hell did Dush get a gun? He's killing people. No, he's wounding people.
One recording session, I just put my hand on the table and just cut in half.
Dude, what the fuck?
Oh yeah, don't worry about it. I hurt myself
trying to catch a speedy ring.
Fucking toast.
So there's something about you, like, Juicy, you're like quite famously late for everything.
Yes, that's true.
At least for us.
Yeah.
Why? Notably late for things. Dude, she's like, I'll get there at 7. We're like, you'll be here at 9.
Yeah. It's not that abnormal, but there's such a thing as like a douche at 6:30, which is like 7 or 7:30. Like, that's just how it is. So when they're like, meet here to fight Deathstroke at this time, I just think you might stop for Subway. I'm just...
Although, in your defense, that might work.
Yeah.
Because again, imagine, right? The Teen Titans, they're fighting Deathstroke. Deathstroke does his Deathstroking and, like, wipes them all out.
Sure.
And as he's, like, you know, pontificating, being like, haha, I'm great.
Shot in the back!
Dude, drives his car, just rams into a bit.
Sorry, I'm late.
Eat fresh, motherfucker!
Fuck the Subway, you can't confuse me, he's fine.
Back! No, John Usha chucks the Subway in the air, shoots Deathstroke, catches and takes a bite, eat fresh.
Looks at the camera and winks.
We're sponsored by Subway now.
You're all tied up, bit wounded.
What? Sean, thank you for... Fuck, release us.
Robin's just like, what the fuck is Robin? What happened? What?
We need a sponsor, Robin. Calm down.
You gotta make some money, baby.
I'm not doing this for free, you idiot.
I understand that Gotham is just beyond comprehension, but what the fuck are you doing?
You're just a maniac.
I fought the Joker. He makes so much more sense. Subway?
Still
a gun?
Subway?
The microphone stand?
Yeah.
What?
It's all part of my bits.
It's also great to imagine when you hug that like Subway sub in the air. Everyone's going all over the
place. I imagine it like lettuce and tomato.
Yeah, it's not graceful.
Like,
whenever I reach my hand up to catch it, I just get a handful of like sauce.
You just grab it in the middle and then squeeze it out.
I imagine like a meatball sub.
Yeah.
Chicken teriyaki.
Oh, yeah.
It depends on how I'm feeling on the day. The last sub I had was chicken teriyaki and I hated it. So it probably won't be that again.
Ah, meatballs the next one.
Yeah, look fair. Look, pretty good take.
Sorry, I got the very
distracted. Yeah, I could tell you're disappearing there. All
right, let's go back.
That's good. You did well.
You did well.
You unsettled Robin, but
unsettled a lot of people.
Yeah, that's fine.
But you got Deathstroke, I think, which was the goal.
Yeah, was it? Did we have a goal?
Anyway, look, that's great. So
I definitely... I don't know if improved is the right word.
You something it.
I...
You're wounded.
Reshuffled the Teen Titans.
Yeah.
No, I'm going to stick with improved. Made it way better.
Yeah.
Made cooler.
Definitely. Be the guns in Subway.
And I hand cut it off.
Yeah.
Split down the middle.
Yeah.
That's yuck. I'm very happy that that is not the case. But if it was the case, I'd be nonchalant about it. Just making that clear.
It's happened. So the spunky teen group that
yes.
I think I would like to join.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Animorphs. So from the resounding smattering of chuckles, not many people know what the Animorphs are.
All right,
We're gonna look.
Joel will explain it, but I'm gonna break it down for you. What does it sound like? It is animorphs, animal morphing, maybe.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's it.
Teens are turned into animals.
That's basically it. So Animorphs is a great little book series by K.A. Applegate. And it revolves around, I think, five spunky teens
yep.
that are stopping an alien invasion of slugs called Yerks.
Yeah.
Which basically this little gross little slug thing that'll just flop onto your face and get into your ear and then control your brain.
That's yuck.
Yes.
I want to stop that too.
I agree with the Animorphs plan.
So an alien crash lands on Earth as a part of the Andalites.
Sure.
And he's like a blue horse centaur thing with a scythe for a tail.
Do you get to become one of them?
Maybe.
Kane.
So then he gives he's dying. He's like, And then he gives everyone a blue box.
Sure.
And everyone's like, you touch this blue box, you get the blue box power. That's great. And now, you can touch an animal, you can turn into that animal for 2 hours. If it's above 2 hours, you stay to that animal.
That's an intense period of time. I don't think I'd be able to get everything I wanted done.
Okay, I'll explain what would happen if you were an animal, Jackson. I'm glad that Zaman's picked it. You touch a dog, you become a dog, you fall asleep, you wake up 2 hours. You're a dog forever.
Dog, I was going to go with rat.
Oh, sweet, a rat.
Grab the rat like that. Fuck yeah, and then I become a rat and then I disappear in the house.
I'm gonna eat cheese and go to sleep.
Yeah.
Where's Jackson? He touched a rat. He's gone. We're never getting him back.
He's been an animal for about 15 minutes. I can only presume he's been a rat for 10.
So there's a few different little main cast.
Yeah.
You've got Jake, who's the leader, a bit reluctant. But
what animals do they tend to be?
He tends to go with the Peregrine Falcon.
Oh, that's sick. Falcons rule.
Touching a falcon seems hard. They're hard.
Just ask him the suit.
Yeah.
Hey, can I touch your falcon so I can become your falcon?
What?
Hell yeah, man. This zoo is chill.
Yeah, bro. Come in, man. Fuck yeah, dude.
Dude,
so sweet.
Yours, falcon's yours,
fucking
bro.
Touch away, bro.
Fuck, I love this cool
zoo. This is the coolest zoo in the fucking world, dude.
Yeah.
Tell your friends, bro, man. Fuck yeah, dude. Sick.
Cool. So you go to the cool zoo, touch a falcon.
Hell yeah. So there's him. There's his good friend, Marco.
Okay.
He turns into a shark, which is kind of cool.
How did he touch
a
shark? He went to the cool zoo. Hey, dude, jump in the fucking gorilla enclosure, dude. Yeah, give him a fucking touch. I don't give a shit. Whatever.
High five that gorilla, bro. Fuck yeah, dude. Fuck yeah.
You then have Rachel, who is just the most bloodthirsty teen I've ever witnessed in my life.
Okay.
She's amazing and I love her.
What does she become?
A bear.
Cool suit, dude.
Like,
that's
a
fucking bear, bro. He's fucking ready to be touched, dude.
Whatever. You got that grizzly, give it a bit of a pat. That's sick.
Fuck.
I love it. So then you got Tobias,
yeah,
who's just stuck as a hawk.
Oh, another hawk.
Well,
not another hawk, but it seems like if one guy goes falcon, don't go another bird of prey. That just seems like...
But, like...
Did you say stuck? How long did it take before you got stuck?
Pretty quickly, actually. Idiot.
No, I get that, because if you're up high... You know,
good point.
It's hard to get down, and then it's 2 hours going by. You're a fucking hawk forever.
So he's stuck
as a rat.
But then he gets to touch the cube again.
Okay.
And also, there's time travel where he goes back in time.
No, Simon.
He touches himself as a boy, so he can transform.
What?
False status is hawk, but he can't turn to himself for 2 hours.
So he went. What? So he went back in time, touched himself as a boy, then Adam morphs into himself as a boy.
Yeah.
So I mean, I can go back in time and touch you as a boy, and Adam morph myself into you as a boy.
Honestly, what you could do is just touch me now, and you can Adam morph into me now.
That's, but only for 2 hours. Otherwise, I'm stuck. Are you stuck?
Great joke on the podcast. Both turn into Zammit. Stay as Zammit for longer than 2 hours. Be Zammit forever.
I would. That's a stress 2 hours for me. I don't know why me, but that's stressful.
That's only stressful. Well, no, it's stressful for you forever because we're not changing back.
Yeah.
Flaming the Death Star is now three Joel Zammits. And we still think the same. So you're in trouble.
Actually.
Oh.
So.
Yeah.
The thing with being an animorph is when you are transforming into the bird.
Or yeah.
The bug, I imagine, or whatever.
The screen.
Ow!
You do have to kind of battle the natural instincts of that animal, or you turn into it takes over the brain.
Oh, so it's quicker. Like, the 2 hour thing is quicker.
For example, like they do, they transform into ants or something like
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
Because ants are stupid.
Yeah.
They're just like, oh, I'm an ant now. They're like, oh, shit, I'm an ant now. So you gotta try and not be an ant now.
So the fact that I already have a bit of a rat brain,
yeah. Does
that
mean, I reckon you'd be halfway there. Or if you try to turn into me, you might get me kind of taken over a bit.
Oh,
which
God.
Is stressful for
That's
everybody.
Confusing.
It's kind of like ego death. Then there's Cassie, who I think just turns into like a butterfly and kind of cool things.
Oh, well, she clearly didn't get into the zoo that day. She was out the front, everyone came out, and they were like, cool zoo, shut up. She was like, no, I'm just
tired. And then they have a dandelion as well.
Okay.
Yeah, his name's Axe.
Okay, it's funny that they were like, just human animals will fight the alien members.
Yes, but the thing is, if I join the team, I'd be like, first off, give me that box. Sick.
Yes.
All right, cool.
Touch that box.
Yep, touch that box.
Animal you want.
Now we're going to go and book a trip to the zoo.
Oh, yeah.
Cool zoo or regular zoo?
Fucking rad zoo.
Fuck yeah, bro. Welcome to the cool zoo, man. See, what animal you want to fucking
every
touch,
every single
bro?
Fucking one, because there's no limit to this power.
Hell
I'm
going
to
yeah,
collect
man.
It all like a fucking Pokemon.
You know what costs to come into the cool zoo?
What?
A high five.
Hey! Yeah.
Oh, now you're the cool zookeeper as well!
Yeah, bro!
Fuck, as a cool zookeeper, does that mean you get to order cool animals?
Yeah, dude, bro, whatever fucking animals you want, bro.
Yeah, so,
when you turn into the brain, she's like, bro, dude, sick, bro, dude, sweet.
So I think that'd be kind of a good asset, because
sorry,
all of them need a little bit of a pep talk.
I need a quick rewind, just to clarify, because the audience might be stuck with the same thing as me. So you're joining a group where four out of the six fuckwits have decided that they're just going to be the one animal forever. Even though
they do. They just have a favorite jacket.
Would you have a favorite jacket?
He'd be a bear. He'd touch all the animals and then just be a bear and not even try the others.
Copy someone. I'd be so annoyed if I was in the team and you picked my animal. Yeah. It's like if I bought a jacket and then Dusha bought the same jacket. I'd be like,
oh look, I do like bears, but I was thinking buffalo.
Oh yeah, that rules.
Fuck yeah! Welcome back to the team, bro.
Yeah. I think a buffalo could fix most problems.
Yeah, I agree. It's like a train, but an animal.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Doesn't know how to fucking stop, dude.
You've seen The Lion King. I've seen The Lion King.
Yeah.
It'll kill the king and not even give a shit.
Buffalo's just be like, guys. Who was that fucking? Who cares? That's fine.
The animals in The Lion King have sentience, and they just fucking trample a king and don't even fucking stop.
Yeah, I'm surprised they didn't do some loops.
No, like, yeah, fuck.
Everyone did a bit.
Mufasa knew what he was getting in for. They fucking are like a train, but an animal. So, you don't blame a bullet for the... for me wounding Deathstroke. I don't know where this village is going, but I'm trying my best.
Okay, so what are the problems faced by the animals that you, as a buffalo, are helping?
Well, it's mostly just like finding the yolks.
Okay.
And it's just like, for me, a lot of things needs to be more about planning and kind of like, let's kind of think outside the box.
Okay.
Because everyone kind of is like...
You picked a buffalo to think
on. You gotta think outside the box, i.e. train animals.
Everything likes to be rammed. It's kind of like, look...
We can't bring tactics and a buffalo brain to the team.
I can and I will. You go, look, everyone. Okay, so
they don't
know who we are, right? So they want to keep it that way. So let's just touch other people.
Oh, okay.
And that can be our disguise for a bit.
Yeah.
Fuck it, let's go and hunt a yerk and become a yerk.
I really like that. Clearly the Andalite that gave them the box, that was probably his plan. Because... So say we're Andalites, right?
Yeah.
Well, we've got to fight the yerks. The yerks are slugs.
Yep.
Okay. What's good against a slug? Is it a bear? No. You know what I mean? Like, I would not choose a bear It seems like overkill.
Yeah.
Unless you're like, because the Yerkes, for those who don't know, they go into like trusted family members and principals. Yes. And unless the Andalites' plan was get the bear to eviscerate your dad, then that's just a weird strategy.
Well, again, like, I don't know, because I'm just going to be like, someone to be like, let's play by zombie rules. Okay. Look, yes, the Yerkes have controlled some of your loved ones.
Sure.
They're already dead.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's just write them off.
That's intense.
You don't need that empathy. I'm sorry, I think it's Cassie, the one who's really empathetic. Yeah. Look, I know you're going to want to save everyone, but this is a war, and wars need casualties.
Sure.
It's going to be them. Okay? It's going to be Jake, I know you don't want to be a leader, because you're...
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Latin. Sure. I reckon you got this, all right? You're going to make some hard decisions. And don't worry, and my good friend Rachel the bear, who's going to be like, fuck yeah, kill shit. And I'm like, she's got it. She knows what's up. She's already turning into a bear. Then you got Marco being like, well, that is the same, you know, straight line, I guess. He's a very pragmatic one. He's sure. Always like, no, it's, I guess, the simplest solution. Let's kill a bunch of Yerkes.
So you're playing...
And again, the Yerkes are all subtle. They're all like all about subterfuge going in there. Yeah. They're not going to expect a charging fucking buffalo into their headquarters stamping in their pool.
All I remember is one of the episodes of Animorphs where it was a parent-teacher night at the high school, and the whole point of the parent-teacher night was to get Yerkes in people's ears.
Sure was.
That night would have been ruined by a buffalo.
Uh-huh. They would have been like, oh, I know your... Look, I know your brother's there. I know what he's planning. This is our time to strike. Everyone touch a buffalo. We're making a fucking train.
Come back to the cool zoo. Touch a buffalo. Why not become like a wasp and then just crawl into the air and kill the Yerk?
All right.
That is very intense for the person. A slug crawls into the ear, and then a wasp flies in, kills the slug in their ear, and then flies back out.
Gives you a little thumbs up. We got him. Then flies off.
What natural?
I think that would be the worst day of my life if that happened.
You wouldn't know where the wasp went in there, but you would also not know. Pulling a dead slug out of your ear is just
also stressful.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I know.
What animal again?
That is the right reaction to have. Oh.
What is the saltiest animal?
I hear that'll kill a
fish.
Beluga whale.
Turn into one of them.
You gotta stay
and just
in
flop
ocean.
In. Turn back in.
Beluga whale's also good.
Touch your ears to me.
Blue whale's also good for, you know, crushing things, I guess.
Yeah, but only things at the beach.
No, they, if something
gets on
it,
how about this? Oh, yeah, true. Fly up real high. Their base is the school.
Yeah? Okay, yeah.
All right, what's the biggest animal?
Blue whale. Yeah.
Sick. Fly up real high. touch a pelican or something.
Yeah.
Fly up real high. Yeah, they're around the beach.
Yeah, okay.
Flap my wings up above a school, turn into me. Now I'm free falling.
Yeah.
Ah, damn. Turn into a whale.
Yep. All right. Yeah,
kill myself and the Yerkes.
As long as you knew you were going to die.
Yeah, that's what I was going to be like.
It's a sacrifice.
Yeah, because you're not... It doesn't matter what you are, you're not surviving.
Yeah.
That's a wild news day, because...
Oh, the bits are far up I go.
No.
Like, if I'm directly above the school...
No.
And then I turn into a whale...
Yep.
I'm just going to be like...
Yep.
I reckon... Yeah, I'll get...
Hey,
I'll get wounded...
Quick question.
But I won't die. And the moment I turn back...
Quick question, dude. What's tougher, the roof of a building or a whale stomach?
Also, how... What... You're surviving you're wounded.
Yeah. No, he's just going above the school, so his belly's just cresting on the steeple, and then he's... I don't know why it's a druid. And then he's... It's a religious school, I guess. And then he's crushing the school.
Impaling himself on the steeple?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my issue. That's just a dead whale on top of a building. And then becomes a man.
Yeah, maybe I'll just go with my buffalo.
Buffalo's a great strategy. Yeah. Buffalo, you go in, and also if you headbutt someone in the head... Maybe you'll knock the yerk loose.
Maybe!
More likely you'll kill him.
Yeah. But hey, you could say that it was an accident.
Mm. That's true. Towards Abbott's plan apparently was like, kill your parents.
But whatever. Look, they're already gone, man.
Kill the past, something, let it die.
Yeah. It's an intense thing for those teens to be like, yes, we're going to do it, we're going to fight the alien menace, and you come in an adult, and you're like, kill the parents.
He's like, yes, we are going to fight the alien parents. And you're going to be in situations where you're going to make some tough decisions. And let's make those tough decisions.
Just right now.
Yep.
I like, just like you mentioned, hi, Joel Zammit. So two things, one, I'm a buffalo, two, you're gonna have to kill your parents. People die.
Just accept it. Yeah, that's life, okay? Kill your dad. Okay, become a bear, kill your dad, alright?
Yeah, that's all you need to do.
That's right, if you're like, become a bear, kill your dad, I'm gonna do it now, and you just sleep. Okay, I don't know what that guy's playing for. I'm not gonna kill my dad because he said so.
Then he comes like, alright, never kill a dad, I killed my dad.
Okay. No, okay. We did it, we, what?
That's alright, I killed your dad's for you. Anyway.
Oh my god!
We yerks, maybe.
It's just safer if I kill your dad.
We are at the forefront fighting this war, and honestly, the best bet really now is to have zero personal attachments.
Yeah, so I'm gonna go kill your mom.
So I'm gonna go kill. And like, anyone have any really close friends aren't in this group? I need to know right now.
No.
Good to know.
Everyone
I had
knows.
No mom either.
I'm an orphan, and everyone I know is right here.
I try my best, my luck, and be like, my closest personal attachment is you.
Fantastic, that's great, because I'm here fighting the war. That's good.
Damn it.
Damn it.
Ah,
fuck.
Damn.
My closest attachment is in the sky.
Bottom of the sea.
All right, everyone touch a shark, let's go get it.
Ah. Fuck.
Although maybe turning into all of us can turn into a bear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And just chowing down those yerks.
I guess if you eat, do you know who has yerks and who doesn't?
No, but I know where the main base is.
So we just hang out there as bears.
Yeah.
And we eat whoever's head comes
by. Because the yerks can only be there in the brain of a man, I think, for maybe 12 hours or something.
Okay.
And they've got to out into a big pool.
Ew.
And they all just kind of mate and swim around in that.
Oh.
And while they're doing that, the human hosts, or whatever hosts, maybe it's an alien host.
Yeah.
Like the hawk, the deer.
Yeah.
They're in cages being
how?
So, maybe, alright, we just all become rats.
Yes.
Alright. Scurry in the school halls.
I've left to live a rat life.
We're where's Jack? Also, we can...
Wait.
When you speak rat now, that means rat life, baby!
Rat life, baby!
Weirdly, you can communicate...
Oh, no, you're spring from the bubonic plague.
Shit. You can communicate telepathically when you are an animal. So...
Even if I've been under for 2 hours?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
So you're like, oh, rat boy. Okay, rat boy.
Yeah, I'm living the rat life. Good luck with the yerks or whatever.
Right. So we're scurrying down the school halls without a Jackson. He's now living, and he's true.
Living my best rat life, eating bugs.
Yeah. Then we go in there, and then we're like, all right, cool. So that's everything there. Later, right. And then turn into ourselves.
Yeah.
Turn into elephants and drain the yerk.
Ugh!
And then just snorkel, spit the slugs at a wall, killing them.
Hope they get squeezed.
Yeah.
How the hell did the yerks become a dominant species in the galaxy?
Because they're kind of like a parasite.
Yeah, but
no one really knows about them until it's far too late.
Like a slug by itself. I don't know. I guess it gets in a bear, then it gets in a bigger one. I get it.
All right.
Because everyone's gets into a bear, and then the other bear is like, ah, my bear wife, I can't kill her.
Yeah,
I love my bear wife.
And then all the yerks
another
bears
yerk gets
now,
in a bear
all right.
husband, and then it's all like, ah, they control all the bears.
So you lost me in this plan when you said they made him swim in the same thing. And I was like, that's gross. And now at the end of the plane, I have to drink that.
Yeah, also, a nose goes kind of close to the brine. Like, it's just a lot of connective tubes. As you suck it up every yolk and be like, I guess I'm the king of yolk. And it's like elephant.
Ah, damn.
I like look to you, you do it, you're like, and then you just like turn to me like, oh fuck, you're a yurt now.
Yeah, look, we all fucked up, boys. We're all yurks now.
I didn't kiss yuck.
Oh, well, you know what you gotta do?
Fuck yeah, Dusha, you're getting there, being like, yeah, I'm with this plan, and then getting to the yolk pool and being like, oh no.
I'm just thinking what's, you know, we can suck up all the,
Sam and me,
all
like,
the water.
Dusha, what the fuck?
It's all you, buddy.
That's gross as hell.
That's legitimately the worst thing I've ever seen, and I've seen bad things.
Damn, it sucks up all the yolks. It's just chock-a-block with yolks.
You're a hero now, but also bad.
And I guess you gotta kill me.
Yeah, well...
I'd turn into a brick. Yeah.
Thank God you touched a brick in the cool zoo.
I mean, well, what's big? And then to do a lot of stamping.
Elephant's the best choice. So just squish the slugs. Yeah.
Nah, but the ears are low to the ground, then get a...
Yeah.
What has the highest up ears?
Giraffe!
Yeah!
Little legs stamping, though.
Too tall. Can't get in the building.
Oh, imagine that. So imagine it's like a gymnasium or whatever.
Yeah.
So it's like, you're there, and then you turn a giraffe, and then suddenly you're like...
Damn it.
Hey, my friend just died.
That's intense. One's a rat, one's a dead giraffe. Today turned out weird.
I should never have left those teen diamonds.
Alright, maybe instead we'd be like, sick, let's contact the military and give them this power.
Yes!
Alternatively, become an animal that is good at sneaking but also can have a pocket.
Ah, kangaroo!
Bees! Bees is nice, it's a sex!
Kangaroo has a pocket.
Both of those not great choices. They said good at sneaking in.
And then you should have a
pocket. Well, from Australia, you know kangaroos are the least stealthy animal because it's literally like 7.5 foot of pure muscle.
Boy, do you know I'm fucking here, dog?
That's what I fucking thought, dickhead.
Kangaroos eye off cars, get hit by said car, destroy the car, and then still fuck off fine.
Kangaroo
could be good. You might need to sneak. It could just be like pure physical intimidation. Just knock on the door as a kangaroo, they open it, like, I will fucking end you.
I said bees, because bees have little pockets for pollen on their ankles.
What were you thinking of?
I don't know. Oh, actually, no, I do know what I was thinking of. I was thinking of a small animal, but putting like a bum bag around it.
Yeah! Rat in pants!
Rat in pants!
Does rats have little hands? Can they utilize stuff?
Yeah, put some. Wait, what are we putting in our pockets?
Yeah, what are we putting in our pockets? Also, like, also a bum, like a bum bag for a rat, it's tiny.
Yeah.
And when I, like, come out of it as a man, it's going to burst on my belly.
Boom!
Take it off.
It flies off and hits
you. You know what? You're being a chimp. You're sneaking in as a chimp because you're going to need hands to unclip the bum bag.
Might as well just be a guy.
Perfect. You're a guy with a vial full of acid to pour into this pool of mating and swimming or whatever the fuck is going on that you were trying to take
before. All right, so I look around. I know one of, like, if I'm observing the yolk pool, where they go from, and I see someone coming in and out, whatever, I make sure, I'm like, oh, hey, out in the town or whatever, I'm like, I shake his hand.
Yeah.
I absorb who he is.
Okay.
I'm like, sick. I then get, like, 4 kilos of salt.
Uh-huh.
I then pretend to be that man. Yep. And I walk in being like, I'll put like flour or something. Like,
yep.
You're just delivering flour
for the
yolk?
I'm just delivering flour for the yolk. It's cool.
They do love flour.
And then they're like, I guess that's just a bag of flour. I'm like, fuck yeah.
Good.
And with like a 10, you know, like a 5 kilo bag of salt.
Yeah.
Just go to the end of that pool.
I got another solution for you.
Yeah.
Hello, exterminator. Yeah, there's a slug problem at the school.
Nah, but then they're gonna get got.
Yeah, I don't think you win unless you kill everyone's dad.
Yeah. I'm gonna go to the military, maybe, and be like, hey, military, here's a box, we're getting invaded. Touch this, become a bear or some shit. I know a zoo.
Alright.
Joel Zabit stars in I Know a Zoo.
Cool. Okay, so the team I've picked, well, look, I'm sure there are problems with it, but I'm gonna go with the Magic School Bus.
get an education. Go back in time sometimes.
Yep.
Go in that kid and see what a sickness looks like from inside. Mess around with a kid from inside. Miss Frizzle, is it cool to grab this? No, I'm doing it.
Get small.
Yeah.
Get lost.
Yeah.
Touch a thing.
Yeah.
Die.
Now, you say get an education, but I don't know if you will.
I'll learn. I'll sit up the back, the only adult.
Yeah, look. As a former educator of you, I just don't think you could learn.
I don't think I'd be paying attention to Miss Frizzle because the whole time I'd be going like, what the fuck, what the fuck, what the fuck.
You're Billy Madison this. Going back to school.
Yeah.
That's great if I'm Billy Madison. They're like, Jackson, you need to repeat primary school. It
Jackson
happens to be the magic school bus school.
Yeah. Jackson, you need to repeat magic school bus.
You never got a magic school bus education, so you've got to go back in time.
Yes.
Back in time?
Oh, no.
You've got to get small and then go back in time. What? You're going in that kid. What?
Did the kid consent to this? Is he cool? I don't know if he is.
Hey, Jackson, you have a terrible immune system.
Yes.
What if you were then tiny and then put into a cold?
Also, what if you were tiny and then coughed into a man who was already sick?
Well, I don't think Wait, I'm coughed into the man?
You cough on the man.
Okay, because well, I was like, inside. I don't remember the scene where they put the magic school bus in the mouth and I'm like, hey, here.
So you're already a sickly boy.
Yes.
And then you're near someone whose lungs are also sick.
Yeah.
And you just sneeze.
Well, that's on Miss Frizzle, not me.
What happened?
If I'm in there and I'm... Well, if I'm, like, licking the walls or whatever...
Because your virus is ideally, like, it's also been shrunk.
Yeah, it's a tiny virus.
So then, surely that's harder
to treat?
I feel
like what's going to happen is Miss Frizzle will get everyone off the bus, and then all of a sudden, the good bacteria will start fighting Jackson.
Miss Frizzle, how?
I didn't realize that you were a virus.
They're treating me like a cancer.
They're taking me somewhere. I hate this bus. Once they all get turned into lizards to learn about lizards,
yeah.
But like hideous child lizards, where they're like an iguana body but a human head. I don't know what I'd learn from that experience.
It sounds
rad as hell.
All right, you're basically experiencing body horror.
Yes.
And regular horror.
Yes.
And risk of death.
I'm loving it.
Yeah. So what do you bring to the...
Well, I don't bring... What do the kids bring to the magic school bus? I'm just there.
Just there for a good time.
Yeah, I could join them. That's the premise of the question.
Good point.
I don't
really improve them.
I'm not here to improve them. I'm just here to have a good time.
Been for a good time, not a long time.
Yeah.
I'm in for a tiny time. Maybe a back in time time.
Well, you took a back in time to the dinosaur.
Yeah, that rule.
Beat a dinosaur, kill it, fuck a dinosaur. That would be what you would try and do. There's children present, don't do that.
Well, I won't fuck the dinosaur while the kids are there. I'll be like, hey, Miss Frizzle, where's the dinosaurs you can fuck?
Just between two adults, Miss Frizzle and me.
Hey, you know, Miss Frizzle, how we're both grown-ups.
Yeah.
She'd be like, yeah, I'm very aware of that. Hey, so now that we're in the back in time, where's the dinosaurs you're like?
You know, the dinosaurs you can
fuck. The ones you can fuck, you know, Stegosaurus.
Yeah,
the
Stegosaurus. Iguanodon.
Raptors, you can fuck others too.
You can fuck a raptor, Miss Frizzle.
Just little compy fuckers, I love them.
Anything.
A T-Rex, really.
It's all a fuckable, Miss Frizzle.
Miss Frizzle, I've been a level. I'll fuck anything.
Miss Frizzle, I think I answered my own question. I'll see you around.
It's going to the magic school last night. Something worse.
It's great to imagine Miss Frizzle every time we leave, like, an educative journey, hoping that I'm not on the bus. He's like, all right, kid, time to go. Jackson's not back yet. I'm like, why?
Hey, Miss Frizzle, in the human body, like, which cells can you fuck?
Yeah, which?
There's bad cells,
red blood cells. There's no big deal if I fuck them, right?
There's a good fucking to fuckable cells and a bad fuckable cells.
Right, Miss Frizzle?
No.
Well, I'm gonna try. See ya. Smell you later.
You got a space, yeah?
It's great to imagine me inside the human body. I'm going to try just opening the bus window. All the goo coming in. Jackson, shut that.
Miss, I'm wet. I think it's blood.
Trying to climb out the window and getting stuck but plugging the hole. Nobody move him, children. He's the only thing keeping us alive.
He's showing so much more now than he ever has done for this class.
Is he drinking it?
He's drinking.
Only way to stay alive.
Not sure if blood or something.
Can't breathe, I've got to drink it. Fighting a crowd of big white blood cell having a chop. Miss Frizzle, I feel sick. Miss Frizzle, what do I do?
It's just crying.
There's no protocol here, Jackson. And it looks like one of my students to eat a white blood cell.
I think you get lost in the body.
Miss Frizzle's gonna have to find me. She's gonna have to find that kid, Malcolm, I think his name was, and be like, I get some real bad news.
You have a cancer.
So we thought it would be a fun idea to teach the kids about the inside of a human body by taking the bus inside you. Sorry about that, first of all, we did. But we left Jackson in. I'll pass eventually. Either away or out. Either one day Malcolm will take a shit with a dead me in it. Or I'll just get absorbed by his body.
One is definitely bad for Malcolm.
One is the kind of thing Malcolm will need therapy about, yes. The other is just more energy for Malcolm. We do go to space at one point, that's cool. I'll also open the window.
Do you see Martians or is it just space?
It's just regular space, because we're just getting educated about space. But I'll want to see what, it'll be stuffy in the bus.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Miss Frizzle, I'm outside, help!
Climbing along the bus, get on the bonnet. Miss Frizzle! Let me in, I'm dying!
My lungs are escaping my body.
Miss Frizzle, I'm just gonna open the window!
You'll die slower if you don't scream!
What?!
Miss Frizzle just turning on the windscreen wipe.
Miss Frizzle, you missed the door button!
I'm climbing in through the roof hole! Children, close your eyes!
Anyway, I'm back in now. It's cold out there.
It's very cold and I'm very sick.
Anyway, they're only Martians. I could probably use a fart.
It's great as well because in that episode, they all have space suits, but they're designed for children. Pulling on a kid's tight space suit, half on my head, stopping just here.
I imagine the helmet gets stuck on your nose. So it's like eyes and nose, like a snorkel. Miss Frizzle, my mouth is still free. She's like, this is the worst thing that could have happened.
Miss Frizzle, could I go outside like this? Yes, you can. Oh God, yes, you can.
I like that you're making a spacesuit out of two kids' spacesuits. Gluing together two half-like helmets. One kid has to stay on the bus so I can go up and...
Eat shit, kid! I'm off to fuck!
Hey, Chip Rico, I'm fucking a Martian! Miss Frizzle being like, there are no Martians in space. There are no Martians on the moon. I'm finding one. Shut up! Even if there were Martians, they'd be on Mars, Jackson. I'll find a moon, shouldn't I?
Shut up, Miss Frizzle, let me out.
At least I'll go out and fuck a crater or something.
Where's that moon buggy? I want to look cool.
Drive the
ram buggy. Flag.
Drive over the American flag and into the school bus. I found this, but I broke that.
I feel like that could almost be a catchphrase. I have found this when I broke that.
Hey, it's swings and roundabouts. No, Jackson, just swings.
Just all bad things.
What else do they do? They learn about the rain cycle, they get evaporated. That'd be a pretty weird day.
I'm gassed now!
Miss Frizzle, I hate this!
I hate this, but I'm near a bird, can I?
Can I find my gas?
No, Jackson! No, you cannot fornicate as a gas! You literally have no physical parts!
I'm a try.
I hate my job now!
I hate this Billy Madison deal we made with his father.
I like to imagine Miss Frizzle is like, kids, you're not coming. I have to contractually go on these adventures, but I'm just not bringing the kids anymore. It's just me and Miss Frizzle in space.
The kids are now watching, like, Shrek 2 on VHS. Yeah.
Me and Miss Frizzle are becoming lizards or learning about volcanoes. Those would be the boring field trips where we go to a volcano. Who cares?
Did she do a quiz at the end?
No, thank God.
Jackson, what did you learn today?
Hard fuck is a gas. Worst lesson of my life.
Nor can I fuck a volcano.
It was too hot, wasn't it, Miss Frizzle? It was too hot, Jackson. You burned your penis. I did.
Will it get better, Miss Frizzle?
No, Jackson. Damn. That's a shame.
That's better than being a gas.
Oh, well. I'm trying to think of other places the magic school bus goes.
You've done so much damage already. Both to yourself, Miss Frizzle, and the children.
And I want to say time. The whole idea of that butterfly effect, I don't know about, like, making love to a stegosaurus, how that will affect humanity.
Probably not well.
If you are trying, like, you're like, all right, you've been told off heaps. Yeah. Your last warning.
Oh, no.
Like, we're going back in time.
Yeah.
We go to the dinosaur time. You would fuck something up. There's absolutely no way that you're
not
destroying
time. Even if I wasn't having sweet fucking with a velociraptor.
Yeah.
Having sweet fucking. Even if I wasn't making sweet love to a velociraptor.
I thought you were going
to
say sweet fuck.
Fucking sweet fuck to the velociraptor, I'd like take a shit outside or something. Do a little bush poo, you know?
Is there some toilet at the school?
I have assumed we haven't.
Does that mean you're like shitting in a child?
Yeah, and in space.
One of those is fine. One of those is a crime.
Yeah.
Should be a crime. Not sure.
I don't believe this legislature.
I think it just comes under child abuse.
Well, where else am I shitting? I didn't know there was one in the
box. You are the exact type of student where Ms. Frizzle will be like, all right, this is the last stop for anyone to use the bathroom. Is everyone okay? You're like, yeah. 10 minutes later, I need to shit.
Can we throw that glass out the window?
Shouting a white blood cell.
Got it.
You got it. Bullseye. All right.
High five, kids. Everyone's like, no.
I hate these students. You're no fun. Eat this white blood cell with me, Rico. Come on.
All our cool kids are doing it.
Jackson, how'd you get that on the bus? I don't know.
Oh, I grabbed it.
It's attacking the bus, though, because it thinks it's a foreign body in the body. See, I've been paying attention. It's great to say as the bus is consumed.
Shaking her head.
So I know that at one point they become electricity again, a pretty stressful day. I think they go down a drain pipe at one point, go to the sewers. That can't be right.
That's the only place you've belonged on this trip.
I don't think there's a magic school bus episode where they're like, today we're learning about sewerage kids. But maybe.
Can we learn about volcanoes instead, Miss Frizzle? Absolutely not. Today you're shit.
They've been underwater. That was pretty cool. That was kind of boring, though. I might stay in the bus for that one. Who cares about the sea, Miss Frizzle?
I feel like while you're joining this group,
yes,
you're abusing.
I'm just abusing the fact that I get to go to all these cool places. It's crazy they've not expelled me.
I figure at one point you'd be expelled.
Yeah, you'd think.
Honestly, and I just didn't want to like ruin your parade, I think you'd be expelled before you even got them to the first trip. Straight away, she'd be like, Miss Frizzle, like, all right, so tonight, today, boys and girls are going to, I don't know, a volcano. And you're like, put up your hand, and straight away, no matter what question in your brain, it's going to be a bad one to ask.
Can I shit here in this classroom?
To the principal.
No,
Jackson.
Why am I a grown-up and these are all kids? Do you not know why you're here?
That Billy Madison deal we made with your father.
No idea.
For you to run the company, I assume.
I have not been paying attention till just then.
What was your name?
Who are you? Where am I? What the fuck? Yeah, look, that probably is the moment. That's not on me, though.
Which part of that is not on you? What? Hey, sorry, I literally didn't pay any attention to how I got here, who you are, why I'm here. Not my fault, though. Just how it happens.
Yeah, I just wandered in. I guess.
Fuck you.
You joined the team.
Yeah, I'm in, though. I am a student of the magic school bus.
You wouldn't last long.
I might not last long just by my own. Like, again, I'll just die.
You. And then, I just think you wouldn't last long in as a student.
I imagine in the moment we go in the human body, which I assume is the very first.
Oh, hello, hang on.
Yes.
What time does school start?
Usually between 8:45 and 9 a.m., famously. What time do you usually wake up, Jack?
Midday. That's me waking up, arriving at school on the magic school bus. Damn. I wonder what cool adventure they're having today. Time to go through the kids' books.
I wonder if I can steal their lunches.
Time to eat the kids' lunch. Oh, sick Dunkaroo.
Hell yeah.
Oh, this kid just got pack? Fruit. That sucks. I'm going to huck that in the pool. I like the idea of them coming back to a classroom, fruit slathered on the chalkboard. Me, very tired, having a nap out the back.
On a beanbag, belly.
Sprizzle, he ate our lunches again. But he didn't come with us on the bus. This is the price we pay, student. So I told everyone to pack two lunches. One is a false lunch. Hopefully he'll be asleep until school finishes.
The bell rings.
Oh, where am I? Honestly, I remember as being full. And then I'll leave, and my dad, who is apparently a millionaire,
disappointed in you.
Yeah, well, yeah, but I'm going, you know. Just not getting an education, just getting lots of lunches.
That's all right.
It's not the worst thing in the world.
I mean, realistically,
yeah.
Jackson goes to this school, he doesn't get an education, but he gets heaps of lunch. That's kind of better than being an animorph and just kill your parents.
Yeah.
But I also feel Jack's already lived that life.
What?
Killing my parents?
No, going to school, eating lunches, and sleep.
Ah! Reliving it.
Yeah, that was
reliving
kind of
your
just
glory
my
days.
Yeah.
Where your life peaked.
Lunches and naps, that's it.
Oh, fair, you don't have to kill your loved ones.
I don't have to kill my parents. I don't have to wound anyone as well. I don't have to, like, get in with a group and decide which of the high school stereotypes I've been into. I just gotta eat kids' lunches and sleep.
Well, there's an easy three ways to do it. It's maim, kill, fuck.
And that is us. That's alright. There's some sort of poetry to that, I think. Yeah, look, I'm happy. You don't seem.
I'm fucking stoked. And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've also been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
And we've been terrible fucking teens.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend. Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt, so throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.